Right, Ireland is here. That's a wee happy. Should we just keep that going? It's a happy sound.
It's not going to be happy much longer.
Sheesh, sheesh. We're talking about tourism slogans.
We were?
No, we were. You were away with a bird somewhere. You weren't listening. Tourism slogans for Northern Ireland. You know, what should be, you know, it's, you know, like the old, why can't it be like this all the time? Mm-hmm. Jim says, now, Jim, that was mine. I said earlier on, Northern Ireland, only a stone's throw away.
Mm-hmm.
So that was supposed to be funny, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay.
I'll
hold up cards and you're supposed to laugh.
You didn't have your funny face on.
Right. Darren and Drummond S says, come to Northern Ireland, we don't always get on with each other, but we love you. that's very good, yeah. Yeah, that's so true.
Mm-hmm.
Steve even Lurgan said, it's just simply read Bouchy, yeah. DJ Terry and Banger, Northern Ireland, it's dead on. But you've got to, you know, this is the way we speak, but for foreign tourists, they'll not know what that is.
I have no idea.
What I explained was anything that says the crack in it, people will assume you're selling them drugs.
Make it more.
You know, no, seriously. Come to Northern Ireland, it's not that far, says Mark on Scrabble Hill. Yeah. And there's Bouchy, come on over till Northern Ireland. Get over here right now, says Jerry. very good, yes. A lot of people saying, Bouchy, hurry, Jim, says, go away, leave me alone. yes, Jenny, again, we don't like each other, but we love you, that kind of thing. So come to Northern Ireland for some of the best... there's some of these... Oh, well, okay. Noel says, come to Northern Ireland for some of the best nights social ratting. Everybody welcome. And you get to pick your own side. All right.
Oh, very good.
Yes. Never mind the trouble. We'll do you a good double room, said Neil in Guildford. I don't think some of these are taking this very seriously.
Oh, but the thing is, you see, we can make fun of ourselves. We can make fun of ourselves and we don't take offence. Whereas you go different places and they can't make fun of themselves and they can't take a joke.
Darren from PMD says, our slogan's here already. It's not Brazil, it's Northern Ireland. The folks at Northern Ireland Tees, you listening to this? This is all free strap lines for you. You flog loads of these. So any more of those, please get in touch. Right, you've gone to see Philomena.
Mm-hmm.
This is not your usual shoot 'em up action movie time travel rom-com.
No, it isn't.
It's not, right?
It isn't.
So let's hear a trailer.
Okay.
Okay.
Your wife tells me you think you're mildly depressed.
Well, I got the sack. I'm unemployed.
Yes, but it wasn't your fault, was it?
That's why I'm depressed.
I know this woman. She had a baby when she was a teenager and she's kept it secret for 50 years.
And what you're talking about would be what they call a human interest story. And that's... I don't do those.
Why not?
Hello. You must be Philomena.
I think what they did to you was evil.
I don't like that word.
No, evil's good. Story-wise, I mean.
I'd feel more comfortable if I could speak to Philomena in private. You're a journalist.
Well, I used to be.
Marshall's a Roman Catholic.
Well, no, I used to be.
What if he died in Vietnam? Or what if he was obese?
Well, that makes you think he'd be obese.
Because of the size of the portions. I just want to talk to you about my son. He was taken from me. And I've been looking for him ever since.
This is not your usual film.
Mm-hmm. Listen, can I...
Sounds like potentially heartbreaker of a plot.
Can I bring you over to the window first and ask you a question? Okay, just look out
over
the window.
The window.
What isn't in the car park? Just what isn't in the car park?
The car park? Me fixing a spare tire.
This is good radio. What isn't in the car park? What isn't in the car park?
A swimming pool? No.
My motor's not in the car park. So,
right. Yeah, because it's normally half up the curb and half in the hedges.
So I left here last night, Jerry Lang. I was in putting music in and Jerry Lang is for proof and I says, I'm going round to watch the movie in the movie house. And he says, you're going to miss the first 5 minutes. And I says, well, we'll miss the ads. And on the way round up the Dublin Road, the alternator went in my car. And I bear in mind I had a flat tire as well on Monday.
Shock horror, the car's a heap. It should have been, if it was a horse, they'd put a blanket round it and do it in.
I know, but the thing is, so me getting to the film didn't happen. And I hate to tell you this.
No. Hold on. You're not telling me after the review started and I've done the build up that you didn't see this film.
Honestly, I didn't. Don't you dare. I didn't want to do it. But I have third hand reviews, which are very reliable.
Listen, I feel like I could lift any paper and read the review.
Claire Cunningham went to the film and she said it was the most miserable film she'd ever seen. But Noel the Spark went to the film and he said, while it was a bit miserable, it was absolutely brilliant.
He said it's a 10 out of 10.
Yes, he said that Steve Coogan and Judi Dench were brilliant together, really, really good, and he thought it was a brilliant film. So,
hold on, you started all this nonsense about a car and you didn't see the film and you could have told me 20 minutes ago you didn't see it. I could have built him an old spoof or something.
I know, but when I came in, your face was tripping you and I didn't want to say anything.
What do you mean my face was tripping
you? Your face was tripping you a wee bit when I came in. It was a wee bit. That was just a wee tiny bit. So I was afraid to tell you.
Hold on, this is the film starring Wunmi Musaku, and I wanted to talk about her. She plays the part of the young nun.
I really left here last night because Jerry and I laughed that I would miss the first couple of minutes, and I left here to go. But all the lights, the life was getting sucked out of my Jeep, and I hadn't got any lights.
Have you
to get me
burnt
home.
It yet?
No, it's away and fixed again.
Are you waiting for a rat to wheel it down to the barricades? No. Come to Northern Ireland, we'll get rid of your dodgy motor. Feel the MOT. We'll take your car. It's as well this microphone's not on, or I'd get in trouble over this.
Listen, I love my motor. Please don't take my car. I love my car.
It's a heap.
I love my car.
Right. So you didn't see the film?
No, it really didn't see
so
the film.
You let me play a trailer.
I know. I was actually going to see The Counselor. I wasn't even going to see Philomena. So it was a sort of a bit of a double dunter of a lie.
It was a real. That one's a lie and a half. Know, you even got me to play the trailer and build up the wrong film. But you couldn't even spoof you went properly.
No, because I knew a couple had went.
You didn't go to the wrong. You missed the wrong film.
I knew a couple of people that had gone, so I knew what they had thought about Philomena. So, you know, sometimes during the afternoon, maybe your mummy wants to go, or your auntie wants to go, or a couple of girls want to go, and they want to. This film is really good, because sometimes you've heard my mum say, oh, there's nothing to watch in the movies that I would like. Apparently this is really good. It's a miserable film, but it is a really good film. If you know what I mean.
Really good film. Right. Uh-huh. For those who don't know, Philomena, tragic story of a woman whose son was taken off her when she was pregnant as a teenager. She was forced to live in a convent. So decades later, she goes in search of her son. And this world-weary newspaper man's like, oh, get my head peace, missus. But he eventually takes it up as a story and a bit of a cause. And I'm assuming they track down the son. I don't know.
It's
a true story.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But Steve Coogan, for me, who's Alan Partridge, mm-hmm. and I actually thought years ago he's a one-dimensional comedian that I liked, but mm-hmm. he's been in a few films.
He's been really good.
And he's been really good. And this mm-hmm. is a serious role for him.
Well, apparently he is brilliant.
Well, apparently some of the reviews from hardened critics says Coogan actually gives emotion and performances just with a wink of the eyebrow or, you know, really, he's become a very mature and a very accomplished actor.
You're getting very technical.
No, because I
hear he's good.
No, I was watching it because, I mean, yeah. Comedians who become actors tend to be stuck in that kind of role. Mm. And fair play to them. If that's mm-hmm. what they do, that's what mm-hmm. they do. But he has really branched out here. And,
are you going
to
shout at me off air?
Off air?
Mm.
Are you hinting that I would be less than dead on off just because the microphone's not on?
Like you did last week. Close that door with his teeth.
You're
cringed.
The only person that opens that door and near breaks the wall with it. So
no shouting offer. No shouting offer.
Right. Whatsoever. So you're telling me there's no film. This is a gag. No. I mean, is there any other film review slot in the media in the world? I'm going to put this out to listeners in the world.
I have had a really
where the reviewer turns
week.
Up and doesn't see the film. And this is not the first time this has happened.
No, but I have had a really unfortunate week with my car. I really have had, you know, one of those weeks. But you know. It's all good. It's going to get fixed. And we'll be back again in the saddle
Listen,
next
Alec,
week.
Listen, Alec, to the rescue. I took my wife to see it. It's brilliant. So there, right?
Thank you, Alec.
Yeah. Johnny, what about weburnanycar.com? Karen McM says, here's a wee slogan for Northern Ireland. Mirawanti.
Very good.
Imagine,
very good.
How do you translate that for foreigners?
How do you write that?
What is that?
I don't know. How do you write that?
So Sandra and Antrim, thank you for the kind comments. Margaret, loving the banter. Margaret, I'm loving the absence of a film in the film review slot. That's something I'm trying to come to terms with here. Right.
And I got the music and everything. It was a win-win day for me.
You got the fanfare. You got a trailer played of a film you didn't go and see. Not only didn't go, you weren't even going to go and see it.
I wasn't going to go and see Counselor. I fancied
Counselor.
What's
Counselor?
It's Brad Pitt. It's something to do with dirty dogs and business. So I can't even give the review.
I'm glad you missed that.
But I'm going on.
No,
I'm
don't want to.
Going tomorrow night to see Catching Fire as part of
Catching Fire. What's that? It's Hunger Games.
Yes.
Is it?
Ah,
good.
So really looking forward
Paula
to it.
Paula, Fran and Linda have said, come to Northern Ireland, we'll wipe the smile off your face. Right.
Okay.
Bye bye. I have to do the traffic. Okay. There's people whose cars are working who want to actually try and drive theirs.
Okie dokie. Bye bye.
Alternator, mate.